Welcome.
You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for audiobook news read from Audiophile magazine. My name is Sarah. Today we're going to start off with some historical fiction titles. Above the Salt by Catherine Vaz, read by Gisela Chipe. Gisela Chipe's sensitive performance combined with Catherine Vaz's artful prose offers a recipe for hours of enchanting listening. With passion and drama, Vaz draws from the true story of John Alves, a Portuguese immigrant. The novel dips into the harsh realities of his life from 1840 through the 1860s, softening it with scenes of magical realism. Chipe brings the magic to life. She captures the subtle interactions among the characters and their connections to the natural world. Chipe's handling of real-world events, John's fleeing his homeland in search of religious freedom, and the constantly bad timing of his thwarted love of Mary Freitas, adds depth to this epic family saga, which spans two continents and several decades, listening at its best. Available from Macmillan Audio, 19 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-125-032-5044 for $32.99. A Storm of Infinite Beauty by Julianne McLean, read by January Lavoy. January Lavoy gives Canadian author Julianne McLean's compelling historical novel an expert performance. Scarlett Fontaine was a Hollywood legend before her untimely death. Gwen Hollingsworth, a distant relative, is curator of a museum dedicated to Scarlett memorabilia. Photojournalist Peter Miller arrives at Gwen's museum with the goal of verifying that Scarlett was in Valdez, Alaska, during the devastating earthquake of 1964, and that she had a child there. Gwen is thunderstruck, and Lavoy makes her shock palpable. As Gwen and Peter investigate Scarlett's life and two intriguing timelines unfold, Lavoy makes the characters and events fully believable. Her authenticity and understatement combined with just the right intensity and poignancy make this well-researched historical novel come alive. It's available from Brilliance Audio, 8.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-840-014-7920 for $35.99, also available as CD or MP3. 19 Steps by Millie Bobby Brown, read by Millie Bobby Brown. Millie Bobby Brown masterfully presents a story inspired by her grandmother's experiences in England during World War II. Listeners meet Nellie Morris as the war rages around her. Brown skillfully changes her delivery as the story demands. She's at her best introducing precious 7-year-old Flora and neighbor Billy, whose love for Nellie is heartbreaking and life-affirming. Evocative descriptions of sheltering in London underground stations during the bombings offers listeners a graphic view of what the locals endured nightly for months. As everyone pulls together to survive, their fury at the situation is palpable. The story comes full circle as elderly Nellie attends the 50th anniversary of the war and experiences a moving encounter. Audio enhances this very personal and powerful depiction. It's available from Harper Audio, 8.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-0063335790 for $26.99. Let Us Descend by Jesmyn Ward, read by Jesmyn Ward. This audiobook puts into practice the idea that speaking quietly can have a more significant impact than shouting. Ward herself provides the quiet, gentle voice that tells the story of Annis, a young slave. With a patient, calm delivery, Ward narrates Annis's journey from North Carolina to New Orleans, and while her tribulations are heartbreaking in themselves, somehow, Ward's measured voice makes them all the more so with her sorrowful tone. The plot and prose have slow, belaboured stretches, but they don't detract significantly from the impact of the novel as a whole. Ward does a fine job of holding the listener's attention during those times, and the horror of Annis's experiences is made bearable because of Ward's understated strength. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 8.25 hours unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-1797161518 for $23.99. Also available as CD. The Storm We Made by Vanessa Chan, read by Samantha Tan. Samantha Tan masterfully narrates a complex story set in Malaya during the British and Japanese occupations. The novel centres around Cecily and her children, Abel, Jujube and Jasmine, as they navigate life under colonial rule and later under harsh Japanese control. Initially a spy against British rule, Cecily dreams of an Asia for Asians. However, the grim reality of life under Japanese oppression, filled with fear and brutality, alters her perspective. The story unfolds through the viewpoints of Cecily and her children across two timelines, 1937 and 1945. Tan's adept narration brings authenticity to Cecily, a character tormented by guilt and worry. Tan's calm, structured delivery makes this a challenging, yet engaging and enlightening listen. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 10.75 hours unabridged. Trade Edition, Digital Download, ISBN 978-1797161642-47 for $24.99. And now for some mystery and suspense titles. Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Lord by Celeste Connolly, read by Ailey Beaton. Ailey Beaton's performance is stellar. With panache, she takes on the roles of strong-willed aristocratic ladies, stuffy, self-important lords, and capable staff. Self-proclaimed spinster and free-thinker Lady Petra becomes concerned when she learns her high-born women friends are disappearing into asylums or dying. The men are unperturbed. Beaton's spellbinding narration is most disturbing when Lady Petra falls into the clutches of the smarmy, smooth-talking doctor who runs the asylum. He drugs and experiments on the women and tortures them, all while blackmailing their husbands. Beaton casts a spell on listeners as she disappears into the aristocratic and working-class characters. Shifting tempo, she captures the fear of the women as they become helpless pawns manipulated by the evil doctor. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 11.25 hours long, unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-1250291639 for $26.99. The Mystery Guest, Molly the Maid, Book 2, by Anita Prose, read by Lauren Ambrose. Lauren Ambrose returns as narrator of this sequel to Prose's first wildly popular cozy mystery, The Maid. Ambrose is a charming actor and performs here with enthusiasm and heart, clearly wishing our heroine Molly well as she copes with Gasp, another murder at the fancy hotel where she is now head of housekeeping. Molly is neurodivergent and knows it. Hers is the voice of one who misses social cues and has to figure out what's going on with dogged reasoning. Dogged is hard, but Ambrose does her best. Her best is lively and warm, though she lacks some of the vocal technique that more experienced voice actors use to distinguish different ages and genders. Still, fans of the first Maid book will be entertained. It's available from Random House Audio, 8.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-0593452707 for $22.50. Also available as CD. Books on Tape has the library edition. Digital download, ISBN 978-0593452714 for $76. Murder and Maman, Tita Rosie's Kitchen, Book 4, by Mia P. Manansala, read by Denise Cabanella. Denise Cabanella's exuberant narration enhances Manansala's fourth delicious mystery featuring Filipino cuisine. Lila Macapagal and her godmothers April, May and June, along with a quirky assortment of regulars, solve murders between bouts of unrestrained and joyful eating. The godmother's newest business venture, a laundromat in Shady Palms, seems to be annoying someone who has spray-painted the business with the words, "Mind your business." That incident is followed by the murder of a young family member. Cabanela infuses each of her characters with enthusiasm. She's particularly strong in scenes involving food, and she makes the character interactions fun. Light listening at its most delectable. Available from Penguin Audio 7.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition digital download. ISBN 978-059-373-9198 for $17.50. Books on Tape has the library edition. Digital download. ISBN 978-059-373-9204 for $76. Harlem After Midnight, Canary Club, Book 2, by Louise Hare, read by Leonie Elliott. Narrator Leonie Elliott skillfully transports listeners to Harlem with an impressive story that contrasts the changes in black life in the early 20th century. In 1936, as jazz singer Lena Aldrich sails from England to New York, she encounters shipboard musician William Goodman. She gratefully accepts his offer to stay with his family as she searches for information about her late father, Alfie. In flashbacks, Elliott superbly portrays Alfie, a pianist who encounters racial barriers as he pursues a musical career in 1908. Lena's perceptions of the city, her new friends, and the truths about Alfie are well rendered. Dramatic depictions of a Harlem Renaissance, rent parties, and the Apollo Club are engaging. Audio enhances a story replete with lively dialogue, descriptions, and atmosphere. It's available from Penguin Audio, 11.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-368-4504 for $22.50. Books on Tape has the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-368-4511 for $95. Lest She Forget, by Lisa Malice, read by Kimberly M. Wetherill and Nelson Hobbs. Kay Smith has awoken from a coma and can't remember who she is. She's haunted by nightmares and an inner voice that warns her to stay hidden. Kimberly Wetherill gives an amazing performance as the distraught heroine, who copes with amnesia and a sense of doom. Wetherill's presentation is stunning, as Kay relentlessly sets out to learn who she is. Nelson Hobbs steps in as the maniacal killer who is sent to take care of Kay. With an impeccable sense of timing, he gives a performance that will make listeners love to hate him. Complicated and absorbing, the plot surprises as it unfolds, and it's well worth the wait. Bravo to this psychological thriller and its sensational cast. It's available from Camcat Books, 11 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-074-430-7573 for $20.95. And we move on to classics and poetry titles, starting with Collected Fictions, by Jorge Luis Borges and translated by Andrew Hurley, read by Castulo Guerra. Borges is considered by many to be one of the most important fiction writers of the 20th century, a very intellectual writer and thinker. Narrator Castulo Guerra, however, finds in these stories considerable depths of emotion and humanity and delivers them to listeners. The world of Borges' fiction is varied and strange, drawing on science fiction, folklore, philosophy, and more. But immersing oneself in this audiobook makes many of the themes and connections clear. Guerra's English is excellent, with just enough of an Argentine accent to remind listeners where most of the stories are set. A detailed knowledge of Latin American history would be rewarded, but is not necessary. An openness to new ways of seeing the world is more useful. It's available from Penguin Audio, 27.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-059-379-2216 for $30. Books on Tape has a library edition. Digital download, ISBN 978-059-379-2223 for $95. Then the War, and Selected Poems 2007 to 2020, by Carl Phillips, read by Carl Phillips. In much of the best contemporary poetry, beauty of thought is at least as important as beauty of language. Carl Phillips, here reading his own Pulitzer Prize-winning collection, has an ample supply of both. But it is the thinking behind each poem that makes it possible for the language to have power. Nature, in particular horses, shows up in many of the poems, but what moves the listener is the connection between nature and humanity. Since this is a new and selected collection, we also get to see the evolution of Phillips's work as it becomes more universal. His voice varies less in volume than in intensity, and he conveys the passion of his poetry without ever becoming strident. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 3 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1250340443 for $10.99. The Best of Catherine Mansfield, by Catherine Mansfield, compiled and introduced by Alison Bell Buse, read by Gabrielle de Queer, Justine Eyre, Nan McNamara, and Stefan Rudnicki. The interpretations of the 5 narrators who perform this collection of Mansfield's short stories, while varied, share a common understanding of her ironic approach to storytelling. They provide a helpful through line to the 20th century New Zealand-born author's wonderful writing. Beginning with a not-to-be-missed introduction, written and read by writer and audiobook director Alison Bell Buse, the collection demonstrates Mansfield's wit, keen observational skill, and ear for dialogue. Gabrielle de Queer brings expressiveness and warmth. Stefan Rudnicki, resonance and timing. Justine Eyre, pacing and a quavering Kiwi intonation. And Nan McNamara, a sweet yet bracing delivery that aligns with Mansfield's oblique takes on the world. Examining men and women, old and young, with equal accuracy and dispassion, Mansfield's writings are a gift that is well served in this multi-voice narration. It's available from Blackstone Audio, 10.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition CD, ISBN 979-821-254-6928 for $41.95. Also available as digital download or MP3. 3 Poets of a Harlem Renaissance, Langston Hughes, Georgia Douglas Johnson, and County Cullen. By Langston Hughes, Georgia Douglas Johnson, County Cullen. Read by Kevin Kennerly, Robin Miles, and Ron Butler. In this inspiring anthology of more than 250 poems from the 1920s high watermark of the Harlem Renaissance, narrator Ron Butler accentuates the classical tones and themes of County Cullen. Robin Miles finds the warmth and intelligence in Georgia Douglas Johnson's best work, and Kevin Kennerly captures Langston Hughes's distinct groundbreaking jazz rhythms. Quick, focused, insightful, pieces such as Hughes's Weary Blues and The Negro Speaks of Rivers, Johnson's Tears and Kisses, and Cullen's Uncle Jim created the sound of African-American artists staking their claim to the American dream. As performed by these fine narrators, the poems sound as fresh, fabulous, and necessary as they did 100 years ago. A wonderful introduction to a vital literary world. Available from Blackstone Audio, 3.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition CD, ISBN 979-820-094-0127 for $26.95. Also available as digital download or MP3. And now we're going to take a moment to change tracks a bit with Remembering Wanda McCadden by Aurelia C. Scott. When Wanda McCadden died in December 2023 at the age of 91, we lost an effervescent spirit, a fine actress and a chameleon-like audiobook narrator. McCadden, an audiophile golden voice, was one of those special narrators whose fans would listen to whatever she performed simply for the pleasure of hearing her voice. It was refined yet warm, with jewel-like enunciation and smart real-world pacing. Also known to audiobook listeners as Danaida Peters and Nadia May, pseudonyms that blended the names of her parents and sister, the English-born McCadden was a dynamo, who worked in the travel industry before moving to New York City to become a news reporter. Still exploring options, McCadden moved to Berkeley, California for graduate school. Marriage, a son, and a teaching position at the University of California, San Diego followed. Then, at last, McCadden turned her attention to acting, and her soon-to-be fans were happy ever after. In 1982, after helping to found the Bay Area's one-act theater, McCadden began to supplement her income by recording audiobooks in a soundproof home studio. For Books on Tape, she was Danaida Peters, and for Blackstone Audio, she was Nadia May. This was in the days when companies wanted to pretend their readers' narrators were exclusive, but they weren't about to pay for the privilege, she told blogger Greg Jones in 2010. When she began to record under her own name, it felt naked. I worried that fans would ignore me. A needless worry with such listener comments as these. She is possibly the most articulate and masterful user of the English language that I have ever heard, and Nadia May / Danaida Peters rocks. I pick books I'd never otherwise consider simply because she's the narrator. McCadden's son Cameron reports that his son made a friend after telling an acquaintance that his grandmother was a voice actor. It turned out that she was the other kid's favorite narrator. Her recording of The Wind in the Willows is what took her over the top. The quality of her performances is even more remarkable because she did not generally pre-read. As she explained to Audiophile in 1997, I may skim through and make lists of foreign place names, but I studiously avoid noticing anything about the plot or the characters because I believe the reader's freshness in encountering each page is mirrored in the voice. If I'm not excited and wondering what happens next, my listeners won't be. Also, McCadden almost never had to redo a section of recording. So she could do an hour of recorded work in real time, which made the work profitable for her, says Cameron McCadden. She told me once that her brain could take in the paragraph ahead of a paragraph she was reading, which is why she didn't have to read in advance. She couldn't explain how it worked, but she knew that she was very lucky. McCadden's wide range included non-fiction classics, mysteries, and children's books. Thus, from year to year, she turned in lauded performances of Barbara Tuchman's The Guns of August, Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, Nicola Upson's Nine Lessons, Sebastian Barry's literary The Secret Scripture, E.M. Forster's A Room with a View, and Arundhati Roy's The God of Small Things, as well as, of course, The Wind in the Willows. Producer Grover Gardner remembers McCadden as a great and witty person. She was a wonderful mentor to those of us getting into the business way back when, and she helped set that standard for smart, well-researched performances that still holds up today in a crowded field of talent. My mother was ever confident, says Cameron McCadden, which may be why Golden Voice narrator Simon Vance describes her as a very strong-willed Englishwoman who was not afraid to tell you her opinion. Vance also has fond memories of the many gatherings that McCadden and her husband Julian organized at their Bay Area home. She was a wonderful host, a keen gardener, and a very good cook. Cameron McCadden laughs in appreciation. Growing up, your parents are just your parents, but looking back, I realize that she was a fabulous actress. She loved to perform behind the mic, on stage, and on the stage of life. She collected friends as if they were family and enjoyed nothing more than putting on a tremendous party for them, full of piano playing and the telling of funny anecdotes, complete with all the voices. In the end, that's what life was for her, a celebration worth sharing. And a handful of the titles, narrated by Wanda McCadden, include The Guns of August by Barbara W. Tuchman, available unabridged from Blackstone Audio, Lady Almina and the Real Downton Abbey, The Lost Legacy of Highclere Castle, by the Countess of Carnarvon, available from Tantor Media, unabridged, Lady Catherine, the Earl and the Real Downton Abbey, by the Countess of Carnarvon, available unabridged from Random House Audio, Mrs. Robinson's Disgrace, The Private Diary of a Victorian Lady, by Kate Summerscale, available unabridged from Tantor Media, On Canaan's Side by Sebastian Barry, available unabridged from Blackstone Audio. Rose, My Life in Service to Lady Astor by Rosina Harrison, available unabridged from Tantor Media. The Proud Tower, A Portrait of a World Before the War, 1890 to 1914, by Barbara W. Tuchman, available unabridged from Blackstone Audio. And The Seamstress, by Sarah Tuval Bernstein, Louise Lutz Thornton, and Marlene Bernstein Samuels, available unabridged from Tantor Media. And that's me out of time, so thank you for joining us for Audiobook News. My name is Sarah.
You're listening to Aftersight.
You've worked hard all your life, and as you approach retirement, questions arise. When should I apply for Social Security? How can I maximize my benefit? The answers lie in understanding the system and making informed decisions. Waiting until age 70 to claim could amplify your monthly payment by at least 24%. But, of course, life circumstances might make you consider claiming at 62. Be cautious, as this could mean a 30% reduction in monthly benefits. If you're looking at the bigger picture with your spouse, or navigating the aftermath of a divorce, or the loss of a partner, knowing when and how to claim can have a profound impact on your lifetime benefit. A powerful tool in this journey are the Social Security benefits calculators you can find online at such websites like Fidelity.com. It's designed to help demystify the process and show you the potential outcomes of your choices. Why navigate this alone when tools and resources are at your fingertips? But here's a crucial tip. Always mark your calendar to apply for your benefits 4 months before you expect to receive them. In the vast landscape of retirement planning, Social Security is a pillar, and you've earned it. Ensure you're making the most of it. Remember, health status, longevity, and your envisioned retirement lifestyle are all significant variables in your decision-making process. Taking control, staying informed, and strategizing your Social Security benefits can lead you to a more comfortable, secure retirement. Dive deep, explore, and ensure that the choices you make are the best for your unique journey. For questions, you can call the Social Security Administration at 1-800-772-1213. That is 1-800-772-1213. You've earned this benefit. Now, let's optimize it.
Let's shed light on a special group of animals making a difference in our justice system. Court facility dogs. These specially trained dogs offer a unique kind of support, especially to children, during challenging legal proceedings. Their presence can transform the often daunting courtroom environment into a space of comfort, aiding witnesses, victims, and participants alike. Studies from the American Humane Association indicate that these dogs can significantly reduce emotional distress in children during these processes. Therapy animals, often mistaken for emotional support animals, are integrated into therapeutic settings, offering vital emotional healing in places like hospitals and rehabilitation centers. They range from dogs to cats and even rabbits. Their impact? A study from the Journal of Pediatric Nursing reveals they can notably lower stress levels enhancing the overall healing journey. For a deeper dive into the world of therapy animals, visit petpartners.org.